This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Now to a company you may never have heard of, but you almost certainly interact with it on a daily basis. It's called AppNexus, and it's an exchange that provides advertisers the ability to sell products to you online 13 billion times a day. Brian O'Kelly is the CEO, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so in the simplest terms possible, first of all, if you could just explain what AppNexus is and what it does.
So when you go to any website on the internet, it looks like all of the content and the text and the ads load at the same time. But the ads actually load a blink of an eye later. So if you could pause your browser for just a second, right between, you'd see little white rectangles where the ads appear. And what AppNexus does is that in that blink of an eye, we hold an auction to see which advertiser will pay the most for the chance to serve you an ad.
So give me an example here. Let's say I go to MSN.com. What do you know about me that you can use to help sell advertisers the ability to advertise to me?
Well, we know almost nothing. So we don't have any kind of profile or other information about you. What we know is that you're on MSN and that it's a certain time of the day and you're coming from some part of the country. We can usually deduce that from the IP address of your computer. And that's just about it.
So you don't have all of the information about my previous purchases or what kind of things I like or the other sites that I've visited. You don't have all of that to sell.
No, I know almost nothing about you. In fact, I have no idea that it is you when you visit the site.
Could you do your business if web browsers were to stop allowing certain kinds of cookies?
There are things about the browser that help us do a better job. One thing that we know consumers find annoying is seeing the same ad again and again and again.
Yeah.
What we use cookies for is to list out the ads you've seen recently so that we can make sure you don't see the same ad again and again.
But you use cookies for other things as well, I assume.
Very little. We do use it to connect the dots between buyers and sellers, and we use it to do opt-out. So when consumers don't want to see ads or don't want to have certain information used in those ads, we actually track that in a cookie.
How sophisticated is the regulation on this? Do you have to deal with rules and regulations?
There's a lot of industry self-regulation. There's not a lot of government regulation. And to be honest, I think the government has not shown itself to be a great regulator. So from our perspective, it would be great if the industry could find the right way to balance between effective advertising and monetizing websites and, you know, the expectations of consumers.
But don't you think, I mean, you're dealing with 13 billion ads a day. I assume that as this business gets bigger and bigger and bigger, which I'm sure it will, that you're going to have to deal with government regulation.
Well, it's possible. I mean, I think the government certainly cares about the internet and they've gotten involved in things like net neutrality. But I like where you're going because you're right that we serve 13 billion ads a day, which means we're paying for 13 billion page views of content. All of that's being funded by advertising. And so the service we're providing to the internet is keeping it free for consumers.
Well, Brian O'Kelly, CEO of AppNexus, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.